Report, Selfish and Rudderlessness. Biden refuses to lead party that rejected him. By Wendell Hasebo on December 9, 2024. President Joe Biden doesn't seem to care about his job after the party ousted him in July. Biden is upset and angry about being forced from the presidential ticket, Politico reported Monday, and he seems to believe he doesn't owe much more to a party that unceremoniously pushed him aside. Biden has spent the weeks since the election mostly out of public view. He refuses to answer questions about pardoning his son, Hunter Biden, and did not attend the historic reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris on Saturday. He sent First Lady Jill Biden in his stead, fueling speculation about whether or not he is well enough for public events. Watch, KJP blames Republicans for Joe Biden lying about pardoning son Hunter. Biden is an elderly man with a poor memory, Special Counsel David Herr said in February. The press did not report much on the statement until his debate performance in July that triggered his departure from the race and, as it seems, from public life. The president is still the president for 42 more days, but Democrats and former aides believe Biden left the Oval Office weeks ago, leaving many to wonder who is running the federal government, Politico's Adam Cancrin, Lauren Egan, Adam Wren, and Ally Mutnick reported. Biden has effectively disappeared from the radar in the wake of Democrats' bruising electoral loss. Since November 5, he's largely stuck to prepared remarks, avoided unscripted public appearances or press questions, and opted to sit out the raging debate over Donald Trump's victory, policy conversations in Congress, and the Democratic Party's future. Biden's low profile since the election has contributed to the sense of rudderlessness that's taken hold across swaths of Washington, as lawmakers, aides, and party officials brace for Trump's return to power and seek a new direction and vision ahead of the midterms in 2028. The White House and Biden, they say, has shown little interest in helping chart the party's future beyond January 20, the day of Trump's inauguration. Biden has focused his aides' energies largely on managing the presidential transition and tending to a few final items meant to burnish his legacy, including a speech on the economy Tuesday. And Vice President Kamala Harris, who cast herself on the campaign trail as the future of the party, has all but disappeared from the scene. He's been so cavalier and selfish about how he approaches the final weeks of the job, a former White House official told the outlet. There is no leadership coming from the White House, one Democrat close to senior lawmakers added. There is a total vacuum. Watch, how about North Carolina? Biden promises aid to Syria as Americans still struggle after hurricanes. Biden has a few scheduled events on his calendar in which he must speak in public. He will speak about Bidenomics on Tuesday and will later speak about foreign policy that led to the deadly Afghan withdrawal. He is also planning to speak virtually next week about the Ukrainian war. Russia invaded Ukraine after the Biden-Harris administration took power. Before the invasion, Russia indicated it was worried about the administration's inviting overtures for Ukraine to join NATO, a political and military alliance of countries on the doorstep of Russia. It repeatedly claimed any expansion of NATO into Ukraine was a red line. Reports suggest the Biden-Harris administration refused to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin about a peace deal, as many Ukrainians continue to die in mandatory military service. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power, Biden said of Russian President Vladimir Putin in off-the-cuff remarks during a speech in 2022. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.